This is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I'm joined by Brian Parks. Brian is the president-elect of Blend. How you doing today, Brian?
I'm doing fine.
So for those who may not be familiar with Blend, what's the mission of the organization?
Well, our mission is to foster an environment of growth and belonging where young professionals of color can connect with each other and develop professionally and contribute to the local community.
And how did the seeds get planted for it?
Well, in 2006, some graduates from Grand Valley State University, they were entering the workforce, and they really wanted to feel a part of the Grand Rapids and want to, you know, create something that they could feel like they can grow professionally, but they didn't feel like there were any groups out there or networks that catered to, you know, people of color, professionals of color. So they started Blend in 2006, and, you know, it's been going strong ever since.
And I understand each of the letters stands for something. Can you tell me about that?
Yes, it stands for Business Leaders Linked to Encourage New Directions. It took a long time to kind of come up with something that encompasses what we really are about, but it's really just coming together and, you know, hopefully taking those relationships that we learn and you know, send us on a positive new direction.
And if somebody wants to be part of Blend, is there a price for membership?
No, actually, we have a different structure. We try to keep, you know, the majority of our events free. So in order to join our email list, just visit our website at www.grblend.org. Mm-hmm. You can sign up on our email list. We send out a few emails per month. You can, when we have an event, you can sign up, and they are generally free. Just have to come and, you know, enjoy yourself and be ready to network and have a great time.
Now, I had a great time the other week at your holiday event at Houlihan's on Breton Road. What are some of the other events you guys have that folks can take part in?
Well, we have three strategies for, you know, accomplishing our mission. One is social networking, which is the one that you came to at Houlihan's. Mm-hmm. Others is professional development. So in October, we had an event where we had a speaker basically talk about his experience, and that's our professional development events at Gordon Food Services. Other events that we've done is community outreach. So we partner with such groups as the ICCF mm-hmm. to help build homes. We partner with Last Fest to volunteer for their events. So there, we try to, you know, do different things to keep people engaged. Because some people like to network, some people like to, you know, to come and hear a speaker, and some people like to get their hands dirty. So we try to, you know, with all of our events, do something different every month.
A little something for everybody.
Yes, yes.
Any notable events that you might want to mention that will be coming up for the first part of the year that folks may want to get involved in?
Well, in January, we're working on our community outreach program. We're still working on the details, but you'll hear more about that soon through our email. And also, we'll be partnering with Link in February for their First Fridays event. So that's an event where people can come out and network, hear some great music, experience some food from a local business, mm-hmm. and have a great time on a Friday night.
Now, what exactly is Link?
Link, I'm not particularly sure the exact title of Link, but what they do is they work with businesses in the area. One thing they do is try to help with people who are new to being an entrepreneur.
Okay.
They have programs to give you low rent at a particular place where you can get your business started. They also deal with low-income housing. So they work with different contractors in the area to build low-income housing, but make it a little bit different and not just, you know, putting a bunch of houses in a row, and, you know, and back in the day they call them projects, but
okay.
Making them where they can grow and you know, contribute back to society. And they also have other events where they do professional development events. That one of them that I attended in a month ago, where they try to work on developing leaders to tackle certain structures or systems in the world, So they know what to face when you go out there trying to make social change.
Okay.
So they do a lot of great work. They're located on the corner of Madison and Hall. That's their new building. They've been in there for a couple of years now, but it's a great event. We're happy about it because you can also, as a business owner, if you like to rent their space, they have a space where anybody can come in at any time and use it for, you know, whatever you might need it for. Just have to sign up and become a member.
Okay. And so if folks want to get additional information on that event or any other events, they can just go to grblend.org.
Yes, sir.
This is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I've been joined by Brian Parks. He's the president-elect of Blend. Thank you so much for joining me, Brian.
I appreciate it, sir.